This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm having such a great day today. I'm just full of happiness and joy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, joy. You're joy to me. Joy.
Here's just a little recap of what's gone down today. First of all, the grocery store that BJ goes to every single day, every day that he goes to every day to pick up a little something something and always buys his lottery tickets at, he didn't go to buy his lottery ticket, and they had a $1 million winner.
Yeah. $1 million.
Oh, Spinell's loving it.
Right there, right down the street from me. Yeah. $1 million. Safeway.
If you've listened to this show any time at all, then you know that one of BJ's biggest passions is golf. He loves golf.
I mean, do like golf.
He does, yeah. And he's good at it, and it's his real passion. And so yesterday I learned that, you know, Rico to the Rescue, right, our buddy, I learned that he's going to start a show called Out of the Rough with Rico because he's a really great golfer, but he's going to start this TV show. So I sent him my form that's on fire. A picture of me golfing, right? Like,
and it does look good.
Yeah, it does. It's fire, is what it is. It's freaking
you look like
fire.
A pro.
And so he said, "Oh, would you like to be on the show?" And I'm like, "Yes, of course." And he's like, "Does BJ golf?" And I said, "No."
Oh my God,
she blackballed me.
You were going to be on the show too.
Yeah. Blackball.
I said, "No, he sure doesn't."
Or snookered, whatever term you want.
No,
to use.
He's really into curling.
I go, no, he doesn't really like it much.
Oh, my God.
I said, now, if you were doing a show on horse racing, and he'd be all over it.
Well, why is this making you so happy that you iced me from a show?
I don't know.
Put the old C block on me. And then then you're laughing about the Powerball or the Mega Millions ticket that was sold, $1 million ticket down, I mean, literally down the street from my house, store I go to every single day.
Yeah.
And all this is giving you so much pleasure.
I don't know why, and it's not right, but I like it.
It isn't right. You're exactly right. Man. It's not right.
It isn't right. By the way, I posted my fire picture on BJ and Jay.
Yeah, I got to go check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, it's fire. Hey, Spindel, did you see it? It's fire.
Gas. Yeah, fire.
Oh, gas.
It's lit.
Why are you misleading Rico this way? I mean, if you're really
that
a
is
friend,
a shot. That's a real shot in action that was taken of me. I swear on the Bible.
Yeah. The problem is, in that shot, you don't see where that damn ball goes. That's the part of the TV show that I'm concerned about. Where did the ball go? There is no ball there.
It does look like really good form.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good form. It is amazing form.
Wow.
I know. That's because I'm gas and fire.
Can you two suck up anymore? I just lost out on $1 million.
Oh, that's really good form. Yeah, and it looks at the money.
Excuse me. All right, so go to our Facebook page and just, you know, comment fire.
Now, how soon before this Rico show starts?
I'm not sure.
What exactly? Do you have any idea what it's about? It's getting out of the rough.
Let me see.
The best golfers in Colorado.
Let me see. I can call him if you want.
Well, I'm just wondering what
digits.
I'm just wondering what it would be about.
It's about golf and stuff. I don't know. Hold on. I had his Facebook page. Let me try to find it. Stand by, because he wrote about it yesterday that he's going to do.
Yeah.
So I know that he's going to have, you know, local celebrities on.
Who love golf.
Really?
That are very passionate about golf. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what that. Let's hear. Out of the Rough with Rico, where I interview golfers of every class and entrepreneurs in every realm while golfing. Celebrity guest list coming soon.
Oh, Jamie White. Celebrity guest list. Woo!
So he's going to interview people as he plays golf with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, kind of like cars and coffee and car, you know, that coffee show.
Yeah. Or carpool karaoke.
How they do that.
Yeah.
Or like the hot pepper one.
Hot ones, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be like that. But with golf.
That's a cool concept.
It is. Man.
So he's going to interview you?
I feel like she's going to be the season premiere.
Yeah, and I'm an entrepreneur. I don't know if you remember or not, but I used to sell dildos.
That's going to be a highlight right there.
All right. So get ready.
That's a ratings getter.
Right there it is. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if this is an early April Fool's Day joke or not. You know how last year they started doing April Fool's jokes early? And I forgot what it was. It was something stupid, but one of the PR firms came out and said somebody was doing something, and then we were like kind of shocked, and then we learned it was April Fool's.
Yeah.
I feel like 7-Eleven is doing the same thing.
Oh, it's a total, right? It's a total prank.
So 7-Eleven came out yesterday and said that it's starting a hot dog sparkling water. It tastes like hot dogs. It's called Big Bite, and it's called hot dog sparkling water. My take is this is just early April Fool's Day joke.
Yeah, there's no way someone wants to drink that.
No, not at all. But they pretend to have like the cans in the stores and all that stuff. But it's called Big Bite, like I said. But I think it's an early April Fool's thing. Because they have to start early now because people are onto April Fool's.
Yeah, kind of a dumb joke, though.
Well, you know. What
but
else
they're getting headlines. That's the thing, though.
You know what? I mean, what else are they going to do? Like talk about how long their little hot dogs roll?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think they have a timer for those?
They do have a timer. I don't know if they pay any attention to it. But, I mean, the machines have a timer and some instructions to it.
I mean, I know with, like, because the health department could come in at any time, especially when I was working at Arby's.
Yeah.
So, if any, you made fries, you had an excess amount of fries, and you could put them under the light for a certain number of minutes, and then after that, you had to toss them legally.
You were supposed
to
throw them away?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, same with the sandwiches. If you make too many sandwiches or someone gives a sandwich back or something. Well, typically, like all the employees, we'd go back there and chow on all the food. Yeah.
BJ, are you dating a blonde girl?
Am I dating a blonde girl? No, why?
Because her hair is all over your shirt.
No, I have a blonde dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a dog.
Oh, man.
That's Enzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Enzo's my buddy.
Are you guys like really getting jiggy with
wrestle?
Him?
He thinks he's a lap dog, but he's 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And Enzo hair is everywhere at my house.
Oh, my God.
It really is.
It does look like it.
Dude, you should see the inside of his truck. When I was putting the machine back, Pilates machine in there, it was just covered in fur on the back.
Dude, it's worse.
Yeah,
it was you crazy. See it. That was before. No, you're right. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It was a mess.
You know what you can get is like one of those, like you roll it into a room and it has a filter in it and it'll suck all the hair up.
Yeah, I've tried all those.
It doesn't work.
No.
Have you tried Furminator? It's a special shampoo that you wash the dog with, and then it comes with this little claw thing that you scrub them with afterwards, and then all it de-sheds them, so they don't have as much fur.
Yeah, you would think that would work, but trust me, even with Zane, he's got fine hair. You could comb him every day, and it wouldn't help.
There's dog tips with those two.
Yeah, those two.
You should get a Roomba. We let our Roomba run every single night, and it helps so much.
This conversation would have been so much shorter if I just said, "Yeah, I'm dating a blonde." We could have stopped all this, couldn't we? Yeah. Are you dating a blonde? Yeah.
Yep. game over.
Move on.
I haven't even gotten to any tablet trash. I feel like this has been forever.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
You're not the only one that's felt that way. We all feel like it's been forever. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. It's going to be a beautiful day today. 65 for high.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know why this is bugging me, but it is, okay?
Yeah.
And I want to run it by you, Jamie. I told you a little bit off air about this, okay? The guy that got married, I guess about...
Well, you're very upset about this. You're
I'm not
angry.
Upset. I just have...
that's kind of angry.
I just have commentary to it.
You seem upset.
We get paid for a little bit of commentary. Now, granted, if we didn't have the show, I would give a rat's you know what.
Wow.
Really wouldn't.
Okay.
But since we do,
yeah.
And we need something to talk about besides your golf game and Rico to the damn rescue.
Right, yeah.
I thought I'd bring this up.
Okay.
Because I see a little complication here. And Spadil, you might be able to follow this with me because you and I think a lot alike.
Okay.
I thought you addressed it because you guys are both pervs or something.
No, we're not pervs. We kind of think alike.
I agree.
I think Spadil has a lot of common sense.
Oh, you
I'm the king of common
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, you are
okay?
the king of
But I think Spadil has some. Carson wavers on me.
What?
There are days he comes in strong with common sense, yeah. And there are days he is a rock.
Well, yeah, but just remember, mean? Here's what my view is on Carson. He just dumps his kid off at daycare and takes off because he has to go to the gym.
Yeah. And I'm not about to be in the same team as bad parents.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly
so I'm
going to
go
right.
ahead and just go with mine. But there's a guy.
Okay.
He's an Army veteran.
Yeah.
And it's been disclosed this morning. It's on the Daily Mail. It's the number one story there. Well, it's been moved down now, but it was earlier this morning. He secretly married, and I guess these girls are on TLC. They're conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany. So get this. Here's a guy that secretly got married about 3 years ago to these ladies, and it's being disclosed today. Now, you tell me this. Of this wedding and who he married with these conjoined twins. Where's the upside? You got one body and two heads that just nag at you all day. You tell me where the upside is in this marriage for him.
Are there four boobs?
Nope,
no.
Two
boobs. Yeah, so that would have been my first
now,
guess.
Now, there might be a third boob there. I don't know. I can't tell. From the picture. Spadil, will you investigate that boob?
I'm pretty sure it's only two.
All right, okay. So two boobs, one body, but you got two heads. Okay,
one other part or two other parts?
One. Yeah.
What's
the only
upside?
Thing there's two of is heads and
again,
neck.
Let me ask the question. Where's the upside? You have two nagging women that you're married to.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And you got one body.
Wow.
You're talking about losing the lottery.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I get what you're saying. Like, there's not, it's the same pleasure, right? But there are two mouths that both talk.
And then, let me ask
maybe
question.
That's the upside.
What?
There's two mouths.
Yeah. It's whatever.
I get it.
Whatever he fancies.
There it is. I found the upside.
You still don't want that.
I found the upside.
No,
yes.
No, you just want one and you want it to stay busy. You don't want two. You don't want to be holding a conversation during all this. What the hell are you going to talk about? The rent's late? What are you going to talk about? I mean, I don't get it. But, all right, let me ask you this too, Spadil, since you're the geek of common sense here. And
okay.
I ran this by Jamie, and she didn't know the answer to this. Carson didn't know. Let's say it doesn't work out. Fat chance, huh?
You got to pay two divorces?
Yeah.
That's
you
a
got
good
two
question,
alimonies,
dude.
Two divorces you got to pay for?
I would think they both have different. It's Abby and Brittany, right? So,
yeah.
So it's two different people.
And if you're living with them for, like, even if you're only technically legally married to one, you're living with the other one for a long enough time that it's a common law marriage, right? So it's.
Well, he's married.
It might be. Double alimony.
I'm out of this. This is like
I think he's married to both.
I was having fun with two mouths. Okay, this just took a weird turn. I got all serious and weird. And I'm just done. Okay, have a nice day, everybody.
Once again, where's the upside? Where is the upside for this dude, man? I don't get it. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It's weird.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know.
Can you get me out of here? Hello? Hello? Will you get me out of here? Hello? Hello?
I'm doing an impression of your balls in your wife's purse.
Oh my God.
Hello? Get me out of here.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh my. How can you not? I can't even move on. I can't. Someone save him!
Help me!
Are you done? Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Yes, I am. Yes. Yes. Come on, that's pretty funny. Yeah, what did you want to talk about first?
Never mind. It doesn't fit now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Look. Yeah.
I gave Jamie a check because I needed to pay her for a race car.
For Nash's race car, yes.
That we are a sponsor of.
Yeah.
And our logo is on his race car. Can't wait to see it run.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch him.
It's a good-looking race car.
It's a great-looking race car, yeah.
We split it. $250 each.
Right.
$500 to be on this car.
Right.
BJ, Jamie, logo, all that. Mm-hmm. I just wrote her a check. Gave her share of the money because she's been nagging me all week long. Okay.
Well, I had to pay the whole thing.
I got you.
That is a lot of money up front. Yeah.
I give her a check. And that's where all this begins.
You guys. BJ Harris's checks have Mickey Mouse on them.
And I just want to personally thank Jamie because I had no idea what was on the check until she handed it to me.
I know. I showed everybody. Yeah. I've done show and tell around the whole office.
And posted it.
I did post it.
Look.
You have Mickey Mouse on your
head. Hello, help me out of here.
She just walks around swinging her purse.
It's more like
I have Mickey Mouse
checks
on my bed sheets. I'm wearing Mickey Mouse shoes.
Oh, my God.
We have everything Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Even I hate that mouse.
I know you do.
I swear, I hate that mouse.
I can't believe you even have the checks.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Oh my God, dude. You literally have
It's embarrassing. It is. It really is. That I'm in this position at all times.
Oh my God.
Mickey. Stinking mouse. I mean, it would be bad being Donald Duck, but at least it wouldn't be Mickey Mouse. Okay? That mouse.
Oh, BJ. Oh no, BJ.
Oh, they're just loving this.
Oh, BJ, I want your checks. Oh, I hate you too, BJ.
The only thing worse.
Oh, you have Mickey Mouse on your
checks. And having Mickey Mouse on your checks would be a daddy that drops his kid off at daycare and listens to him scream. That's the only thing worse than Mickey Mouse on a check.
Hey.
a daddy that would leave a two-year-old screaming and begging. In fact, so bad, you have to leave a picture of yourself.
At least I don't live at Disneyland.
I mean, absolute horror. That's the only thing that would be worse than Mickey Mouse on your check.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my life. Oh, boy.
BJ and Jamie.
You know me. I'm a sports fan.
I know you are.
Today's a pretty exciting day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got baseball starting up. You got baseball starting this afternoon. And you also have the NCAA tournament back in gear today,
too.
Why
do you say AA?
Because it can go both ways.
No, I know, but I always say NCAA.
NCAA, yeah. Or NCAA.
Right. No, yeah. I know it could go both. I don't know.
I just always have said it that way. Why?
Like yeah.
It just, like, let's say it at the same time.
All right.
You say it your way, I'll say it.
Wait, we have to do it on three. Do it together. Let's prove a point here.
Okay. One. Well, you count it.
Okay. One, two, three.
NCAA.
NCAA. Who won?
I think it was a tie.
We got to go. Let's do it again. One more time. One more time. I'm going to speed it up.
Okay. One, two, three.
NCAA.
NCAA. NCAA.
NCAA. NCAA?
How do you guys say it?
NCAA.
How do you say it, Schmidel? Why is Pete in there with you?
I say NCAA.
Why is Pete in
there? I don't know why the salespeople just walk in here when I have my headphones on. It happens all the time.
Hey, Pete!
Yeah,
it makes me really mad. but I say NCAA. I feel like AA has more to it. I don't know.
To it?
What's it? Vowels. No, not vowels.
It is vowels. Those are both vowels.
Yeah.
Talking's hard.
But there's just more, I can't think of the word, man. When there's... Okay.
Are we going to really end the show on this? What's going to happen, Jamie? He's just going to keep on going.
He's still talking.
Well, it's because there's more syllables in AA.
He's going to keep doing that. He'll come in here after we leave the show. He'll follow us to the elevator.
AA has 5 syllables, right?
Listen
so it's
it.
One
there
less syllable if you do NCAA,
right,
so it's faster.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. So it makes it faster.
Uh-huh.
And
that's your brain on drugs.
Driving me crazy.
That's exactly what that is.
That is your brain.
Enjoy your Thursday.
Yeah, there you go.
See you back here for a Friday program tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.